We begin by Ezra Shemiz Baruch, Simon Kuf Aleph. Din Achonam, Miyanta Rishal, Yanta Sheni L'chol. The loch of preparation, what may or may not be done, in preparation from the first day Yantav to the second day Yantav, or for a weekday. Kamalochas, Hamataras, Lasaisa Biyantav. Anything that may be done on Yantav, Zadafkal Tzarech Oysayoyim, that's only for that day. Avla Hacha Miyam Rishal, Yam Sheni. To prepare from the first day Yontif to the second day Yontif, a fill of Rosh Hashanah, even Rosh Hashanah, Makal Shkain, Liyam Chol, certainly to prepare from Yontif for a weekday, Asr. And including in this is lighting candles on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif, particularly in a world that we live in where there's electricity, and the only reason somebody's lighting candles is because they want to be mekayim the mitzvah of lighting candles. So the second day candles should not be lit on the first day Yontif. Ach mitzorach levash b'shvila yoyim. But if he needs to cook for today, mutar lo kachas kederi, he could take a pot, yoyse gedoyle, bigger than what he needs, l'mal oyse b'yoso k'yotzeba, and put in more meat than he really needs just for today. Even though he doesn't really need the meat for today, and he'll have leftovers for the next day. V'dafka, but says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that this halacha only applies with tafshel b'kedeir mutter, when you're putting something in a pot. Neishab tafshel mutter yoyser, food tastes better k'shmasal habibas b'yachad, when you're cooked much together. So the more you're putting in, it's not that tomorrow you're going to have leftover, but you're cooking for today, and you can make it a better food, a tastier food, when you have more today. And the same halacha applies when you're cooking a number of pots, that and there's a different type of food in every pot, even though you can argue that why do you have to cook different foods, but because if you want to have all these different variety, that is still permissible. However, if you're cooking and you deliberately only put it in for tomorrow, then it's not should not be done. On the other hand, if you're cooking and you're putting in more food, because not that you in any way need the food for today, but you'll have more gravy on that dish than better day gravy, more gravy, which you need for today, that's already enough of a reason that you could put in more food today. However, when you have a food that does not taste better when you add more into the pot, meat apparently tastes better when you have more in the pot. When you don't have such a situation, then you may not add more to the pot than what you need for today. But, and certainly, Shalom Befer, one should not state that whatever's left over, I'm preparing for tonight or for tomorrow. But other foods that don't get better by adding more. If there's any work involved in adding more, by adding more, and it doesn't make the food in the pot better, and you don't need it in any way for today, then you should not add it to the pot that you're cooking with on Yontif. I feel a davar shenei melacha, even something that doesn't really represent work, kigoyin lahach lavimai, bringing water, or fill yain lekiddush l'avdala, or to bring wine for kiddush l'avdala, asa lahachin, one may not prepare from one day to the next. And included in that is setting a table, or in a shul, preparing the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah for the next day, or folding a talis that you're going to wear the next day. All of these situations are not permissible. Also, lahamnis aneiros b'menorah, one may not set up the candles in a menorah. Lasakas apsilus v'ashoshes b'yantav rishon tzarech halayla, one cannot do it. Prepare it on the first day yantav for the night. For the next night, unless he needs those lit candles already today, or he's lighting them in shul and he wants those candles lit in shul. So then he's not lighting it for tomorrow, he's lighting it for today. Nochri Shevi B'Yontav Rishon Dogim V'Peiros. If a Nochri brought on the first day of Yontav fish or fruit, Sheyesh Lachish, that there's a reason to be concerned, Shemenu Tzoydu Hayoim, maybe they were caught today, or Nitlashu Hayoim, or they were taken off the tree today, or Huvim Chutz L'Tchum, or they were brought Chutz L'Tchum today, Asurim Hayoim B'Teltel, they may not be moved on that day of Yontav, U'L'Erev Mitarim, but afterwards, he may. And even if it was taken down, L'Tzorich Mitzvah, that means there were Hadassim Aravis, then the halacha is also this one should be Machmer. In a situation where it was impossible to get Hadassim Aravis any other way, that might be Mutter. Shema V'l'erev Mutarim, but for the next day, they're Mutter. Shema V'kachav Makir V'noisla B'loik Tzitzis Domim, if the Nochri gives it to you without discussing a price, then you could take the fruit, or you could take these different items that might have been brought mechutz l'tchum and eat them on the next day yontav. Chutz miyontav Rosh Hashanah. The one exception is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Shafilu huva b'yom rishon. Even if something was brought on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, asurim gam b'yom sheni, because we have to consider the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah like a yom arichta, like one long day, and therefore you can't prepare for one, it's all 1 day. So if it was brought the first day, tomorrow is like, is considered like a continuation of that day. If the Nochri brought to the Yisrael as a gift, then not only the first day should they not be used, even the second day. But if Yontav falls on Thursday and Friday, and these items were brought on Thursday, if there's a real need, then you can move them on Friday, and rely on the Erev Tavshilin. But again, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but when it's Yontav Rosh Hashanah, which we consider Yom Merichta, then there's no room for leniency, Gamza Asum. Cholav Shechav Sif Hey, Cholav Shechav Avicham Barishin, if milk was milked by a Nochri on the first day Yontif, Yisrael Re'eu and Yisrael supervised, Mutta B'yom Sheni, B'chava B'yom Shabbos, if it was milked on Shabbos, B'yom Rishon or Yontif, and Sunday is a Yontif, also B'yom Rishon, you can't drink that milk on Sunday. Of Rosh Hashanah again, and Chava B'yom Rishon Shal Yontif, if the milk was milked on the first day of Yontif, also Gab B'yom Sheni, then you can't eat it, drink that milk on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and if Rosh Hashanah falls out Thursday, Friday, Gam B'Shabbos HaSmuchaloi, you would not be allowed to drink that milk. Sivov, Psila Shedlik Ben Yontav Rishon V'Kavu, wicks that were lit on the first day Yontav and it got extinguished, Mutal Lahadlik Ben Yontav Sheni, you could use them on the second day of Yontav. Ach B'Shnei Yom Tam Rosh Hashanah, when we have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, also Lahadlik Ben Yontav, we can't use on Yontav Basila Kav Shabram Rishon, a wick that got extinguished on the first day of Yontav. Vafil B'Katzar Sheni, even on the second day, even on the other side of the wick. Makom Makom Matur B'Teltel, we can move them, Lasiran, to take them out of the candle holder, or Lasis Chadoshis, and put in new candles. Same thing would be new wicks. Kem Yontav Shalach HaShabbos. And therefore, if somebody wants to put in new candles into the candle holder, that may be done on the second day of Yontif. Even in our world where we have light, electricity, still it's considered tzorich Yontif. However, we have to be very careful not to move anything that's not muksa. You should take some oil along with it, otherwise they're considered muksa. The same thing is when you're preparing candles on Yontif, particularly those that light with oil, that to be very careful not to cut a wick or to prepare a new wick. And many places can even suggest in the floating wicks, where the wick is inserted in the hole in the floating wicks, that might be also a Yontif. that there are those, on the other hand, that are more lenient because it's not something that's going to be kept there permanently. But if you didn't do it and you didn't prepare those wicks before Yontif, then on Yontif, and you want to light with them Yontif candles, then the Paiskim say, but the average, you could put the wick into that hole of the floating wick.